Subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is where our deep desires and personal will reside. These desires and will are created by our past and present experiences and lives. Therefore, we can say the subconscious mind is where our karmas reside. Because of these past and present karmas, this part of the mind is programmed to unconsciously guide us, advise us, protect us, make us succeed or fail, etc., in our personal lives. It is the part which makes us do things which we later might regret. The subconscious mind is a barrier between us and the universal mind, unconscious mind. The goal is to eradicate this part, not having any karma, so we can be in direct contact with the universal mind, God. Then we will become a pure channel for Him and will know all His will. Many people are becoming aware of the subconscious mind. They realize how this powerful part of the mind indirectly affects their lives. They also know that this part is like a little child and can be programmed or reprogrammed to achieve a positive or negative result. That is why they suggest how to reprogram this part to achieve success in their personal lives. However, as it was explained above, the goal is to clear this self-will part of the mind so we can become only the conscious and unconscious mind, universal mind. Then our achievements will not only be for our own good, but for the good of all. This reprogramming of the subconscious mind is done through hypnosis. In the state of hypnosis, desired suggestions are implanted in the subconscious mind. These suggestions become a great influence in the life of the person without him realizing it if he is not aware of them. This is also the method used by those who use brainwashing techniques. Therefore, the difference between hypnosis, self-hypnosis, and meditation is that in hypnosis, the previous subconscious mind, karmas, is replaced by a new set of programs, subconscious mind. But in meditation, the subconscious mind eventually, with his grace, will be dissolved, and a direct relationship between the person and the universal mind, God, is established. In other words, the goal of self-hypnosis is to create a new programming for the subconscious mind. With this, still karma exists. But in meditation, the goal is to become a direct channel for him with no karma left.